Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go out to the phone lines. This segment brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises, from the undefeated friend of the show, Mark Spears. Mark, welcome in. You probably heard a little bit of the conversation. Where are you at? And just to be clear, did you get a chance to talk to Draymond last night?
Yeah, no. What's the question? But I did get a chance. I texted with him.
What's your view on what happened last night?
Well, I've been doing this diary with James Wiseman, and I'll tell you this: before our last taping, I said, "Is there anything in particular that you want to talk about?" And the first thing he said was Draymond Green. And he said that he is extremely thankful that an all-star, a champion, has taken the time to take him under his wing and help him. And he was telling me that he, you know, knows that Draymond didn't have to do that, that he's appreciative. And it also almost seemed like he just like looked up to him in with a reverence of a big brother. You know, Draymond's even make him doing some rookie duties. He's like carrying his bag and taking him to his room, and he's like excited about it. But it's like he has this Mr. Miyagi, you know, this teacher. And while Wiseman is a young guy, he isn't like a lot of, you know, people from, I guess, his generation, where, man, don't talk to me loud, or you know what I mean, or like I'm gonna get offended if you criticize me. He knows that it's coming from a good place. He knows that he's trying to get him better. So I think, in terms of Draymond and Wiseman, Draymond is somebody that he has endeared himself to more than anybody else in the organization.
Spears, I hear you, man, and your diary, because you've done this diary with guys like Vince Carter, Josh Jackson, Trae Young, Fred VanVleet, and I've seen it with Wiseman. I love what I see. Let me ask you this, Spears. Take your reporter hat off, because I know you always keep it 100 with this. Let's say up until last night's quote-unquote incident, would you have a problem if somebody did? Because to me, it was like, damn, it was lightweight, a bad pass, but you're going to dress me down with the F-bomb twice? So whatever they had built, wouldn't that take a hit if somebody came at you that way, Spears? Or am I looking at it too aggressively?
I think you're looking at it too aggressively, because I think he wants to be coached that way. I don't know. I mean, Steiny played in college a little bit. There was stuff that I saw in college. You talk to each other a certain way to make each other better. You know what I mean? And this is a different level. And I do think that Draymond is talking to him the way he's talking to him, because he knows the kid can take it, and he knows the kid wants it. So I don't think, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I didn't hear a quote that maybe you guys heard, but in my conversations with James, he wants it. Bring it on. Like, to me, I've always thought that you got to start worrying when somebody doesn't tell you something. So
that's a good point.
I don't think James is taking it personal. I mean, yeah, perhaps, yeah, it definitely was and with no fans in the crowd, you probably hear more than you would normally. but I don't think it's coming from a bad place in the least.
Man, Mary J. Blige, real love. He's looking for some real love, Mark. That's, you know, tough love, yes, but real nonetheless. I think the rat on the table here is the question about the official's role in all this, because thank you for putting the rat on the table. If there's a deflection out of bounds, we'll spend 4 minutes at the monitor and we'll huddle up if there's a controversial call that needs to be made. But a technical, we don't huddle and they can't rescind it. Is that something that the league, our league, will need to look at, Mark, as a way to avoid these sort of mistakes?
Well, the weird thing is, it wasn't not that too long ago. Remember, Boogie Cousins got that second tech and they rescinded it and brought him back. And he played in the game.
That's right.
So it's confusing to me. But to me, there's a bigger issue there. As a referee, one, you got to be able to be accountable for your mistakes and correct them. Two, that's a big mistake, man. That's a huge mistake. I mean, I mean, the Warriors were getting pummeled at the time. I don't know that they would have come back. But you basically played a big role in making sure that didn't happen. You should be more clear, you know. And so I know how I have a lot of referee friends, and I know behind the scenes this is not a good day for that dude.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know? I'm sure.
I mean, they're not going to say anything public,
right?
You know, Draymond actually could get fined for some of his comments that he gave to me about his reaction to the whole thing. But I know behind the scenes, today's probably a living hell for that dude.
Yeah.
You let one of the stars of the game, you kick one of the stars of the game out for saying something to a teammate.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. Basically admitted that what you did was a mistake, but didn't correct it. Like, the ramifications of what's going on is, I think, something that the public will never see. But one of these days, I'm going to get like a beverage with one of the referees. He's like, bruh, if you only do.
I'm sure. Those guys get micromanaged in a big way. Hey, Mark,
Pinot Noir.
Real quick on the Warriors themselves, how good do you think they are?
I think they're 7th-8th playoff team good. I think they've proven that they're good enough to beat, you know, anybody on any given night. Wiseman will get better as the season goes along. To me, I think Kelly, and, you know, I don't want to talk about his off-the-court stuff because I don't really know the details of that, but you could just tell the focus wasn't there. I've been watching Kelly play very strongly since since college. That's not him. So now I think we're starting to see somebody that's more in tune mentally. Wiggins is playing outstanding. Pascal is like a bucket, a living bucket, man. He just cracks me up, man. He got that. Anybody like old school probably loves watching him play, man. And like, are they going to win a championship? No. The one thing I wonder is like, man, what if Clay was healthy with this team, man? What if Clay was healthy with this team? But he's not going to be. But I wouldn't be surprised if, and I'm being optimistic, in a healthier world come playoff time, while I'll be in the Chase Center to watch game 3 of a first round series against the Clippers or the Lakers.
All right, Mark. Hey, thanks for joining us, especially on the spur of the moment. Appreciate it, man, and keep up the good work.
Hey, man, I miss y'all, man. I know.
We miss you too.
I know,
man. Spears is.
Miss you too. Yeah.
Next time we have you on, Spears, we're going to have you power rank the three of us, because I have a feeling all three of us lay claim to you as a good, dear media friend. So that's a tease for next time, Spearsy. Up next, you power rank the three of us with no hard feelings.
Spearsy, don't forget who goes back further of the three of us.
Touche.
All right, Mark.
Don't forget,
buddy.
Spearsy, you and I cut from the same cloth now, Spearsy. You know that.
And there's one brother there, too, though.
Yeah, there is that.
There you go. Talk to him, Mark.
Yeah, that's true.
Play the card.
It's going to be a tough call for you, Mark. We'll give you some time to think about it, man. Thanks. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!